are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Hello?
Guess who?
Hello?
Guess who?
Guess who?
Well, answer me. You just cost me $6,000.
What?
$6,000.
Really?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
What time do you have?
It's 12:22.
That's right.
Who is this?
What am I going to do this month?
Who is this?
My name is Richard Roma.
And what can I do for you?
You just cost me $6,000.
I cost you $6,000?
Yes.
How?
Where were you last night?
Where was I supposed to be? You got the wrong number.
Oh, what a big man you are. Hey, let me buy you a pack of gum. I'll show you how to chew it.
Ooh. What a sick man.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's what you gotta try so I can crack your fucking head.
How fucked up you are.
Yeah. Calm down. I straighten you out. Where the fuck are you? Hello?
Where was I? I was at home.
Who is this?
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt? You idiot.
Look, I gotta go before I get really mad and then I fucking hunt you down.
You fairy.
Yeah, you fairy. You fucking queer. You probably, I'm a fairy.
I find out whose fucking cousin you are, I'm gonna go to him and figure out a way to have your ass. Fuck you! I humiliated you. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
I tell you what, fuck my job. I quit. Come downstairs.
Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, tough on the phone. Oh, everybody. My wife's tough on the phone, too. You just
what
like
are you gonna do about it, asshole?
I don't know what I'm gonna do about it. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do about it. Don't worry about what I'm gonna do about it.
You were saying.
I don't know who the fuck you are, but you're in for a big surprise. I tell you that right now.
That's right.
Because you don't know me, you prick.
Fuck you.
Get off the fuck. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
You fairy.
I give you a fairy. He's probably a fucking... fucking cocksucker. Oh, man, how I wish. With all the troubles in my life, I would like to beat your face in. You know that?
Fuck you.
You let me feel so good. Yeah, I know. Goodbye.
You fucking
I gotta
child.
Hang up now before I fucking run somebody over.
Oh, I'm gonna have your job, shithead.
RSC, the Radio Shopping Club.
And welcome back to the Radio Shopping Club. I'm your host, David. Now, Super Sunday is coming up, and let's face it, sometimes the Super Bowl is super boring. Am I right?
Yeah,
of course I am. Well, that's no more. Introducing RSC's Super Bowl Super Game. Yes, we at the Radio Shopping Club have taken the latest in VHS technology to guarantee this weekend you will witness the greatest game ever played. Here's how it works. Okay, say this Sunday's game is a blowout by halftime. All you have to do is put in the Super Bowl Super Game into your VCR, and voila, all of a sudden you're watching Adam Vinatieri kicking a last-second field goal. Can you believe it? What a game! Now, I know some of you are saying, David, because that's my name, these are just replays of past Super Bowls. Well, duh. At least these are replays of good games, huh? Come on, super beggars can't be super choosers. That's the RSC Super Bowl Super Game. Call now and we'll throw in for free the Super Halftime Show. Yeah, can you say Janet Jackson?
RSC, the Radio Shopping Club.
Attention investors, because of the Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme, we want to warn you about another scam designed to steal your money. It's called the Funzi scheme.
Hey!
Here's how it works. A cool man in a leather jacket is standing by the jukebox. As you prepare to invest a quarter to hear your favorite song, he coaxes you into his office, the bathroom, and suggests you invest your quarter with him.
Exactamundo!
He then walks up to the jukebox, and with a quick rap of his fist, your song comes on, and he pockets your money.
Whoa!
So next time you're approached by a cool leather jacket wearing man about your investments, we suggest you sit on it. And don't be such a potsy. Beware the Funzi scheme.
Hey!
A species makes an unwelcome comeback. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. A recent study by Columbia University researchers reports that the red-tailed mongoose, a creature described by naturalists as loathsome and foul-smelling, would do the African ecosystem a huge favor if it would just go back to whatever slime-covered hole it crawled out of. Biologist Dr. Harold Ratner.
For years we thought this animal was extinct. Now it's returned. This is very unfortunate.
In response to the situation, African conservationists are urging all nature lovers to search out the rare animal and beat it to death with a metal pipe. Doyle Redlin for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
On the drive to work, you tuned to a wacky, zany morning show and heard them say something distasteful. You can't believe your ears. You were just shocked by a shock jock.
Isn't that what a shock jock does?
Now, you're gonna do something about it.
Get that monster fired! Yeah.
So the next time you see a guy protesting your favorite morning show because it messed with his PC sensibilities, exercise your First Amendment rights and give a single finger salute to Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio, a real American hero.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
You know, there is this thing called a tuner, and it actually lets you change the radio station. Isn't that incredible?
And now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to January 28th. It's Wednesday, another beautiful day out there, and you look like a truck ran over you.
It's your fucking fault I'm late.
I guess it is. It's always my
fault. It's your fucking fault.
You're still wearing the same clothes from yesterday.
God damn it, you noticed?
Well, the fucking koalas and the t-shirt and that hat. Oh, man.
The
horrendous hat.
Fuck you. You said I looked cute in the hat yesterday.
Yeah, I did, but it still looked weird. Looks weird. You look like...
I'm hungover.
Pippi Longstocking. Okay.
Hi, everyone.
Good morning to the show.
I'm a little late this morning. A little bit. I'm still drunk.
Did you hear what I just said? Good morning to the show. I mean, we both should go home, Susie.
I'm ready.
We're both fucked up.
I haven't been home yet.
Okay, so I was right about the clothes.
Yes.
You haven't been home since you left the show yesterday?
No.
Really? Wow.
Why is that funny?
Maybe I should be afraid to ask what happened.
No, I went to work.
Oh, okay.
And the reason I'm late is because it's your fault.
Yes.
Because I decided to get drunk at work. And after I put the kids to sleep, while I was putting the kids to sleep.
Right. Now, this is a nanny here that's getting drunk. Go ahead.
It's part of the job. It was part of the freaking job description.
I understand.
The parents wanted a bartender and a nanny.
I see.
So they hired me. And the nanny has to, the bartender has to sample the goods.
I understand. Okay. I see the reasoning behind it.
Thank you.
It makes sense if
exactly.
you're drunk.
Exactly. But so I got drunk and I decided to stay there last night because I was like, Sam always gives me shit for driving drunk, so I'm not going to drive drunk anymore.
Oh, I see.
And
that's
I'm
where my
spend,
fault comes in.
It's your fault.
I see. Okay.
And it's really freaking far away.
Yeah.
And
so you just spent the night there.
I spent the night there.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
And
what if you got up an hour earlier and went home and changed?
I did get up an hour early, and I decided I was like, oh my God, it's an hour early. I was like, I need to go back to bed.
Yeah.
And so I was like, snooze, snooze, snooze. And then, it's so cute when you're woken up by two adorable little children.
Oh, it must be really cute.
It really, really, really
I'm
is.
Sure.
Like, I go to, like, brush my teeth, and, like, little Skylar was just like, hi, Susie, you're still here? Did you have a sleepover? And I was like, yes, I had a sleepover. And little Bowie, like, the cutest little thing in the world, he's all, like, in his little, like, he doesn't even have any feet, like, into his little zipper snuggle sleepy pajamas. Yeah. I can't talk.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know.
Maybe we should go home. Want to play backgammon?
Well, I got to tell you this, though. I totally appreciate the fact that you still came in.
Thank you.
I was in that shape, I probably wouldn't want to.
No.
But,
did you notice
but
I have
dedicated.
Two waters in front of me?
Two waters. Got to flush out all that alcohol.
Oh, my God. Driving here was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm, like, swerving all over the road. I'm like, woo. I felt like I was, like, driving on snow.
Yeah. So you still didn't solve that problem of driving drunk.
Fuck. But I tried. But I really tried. I think they're less likely to give you a DUI at like 8 in the morning than they are at like at like 2 in the morning.
Listen, if you're swerving on the road, they're going to stop you no matter what.
Well, I was
no matter
texting
what
and I was driving with my knee while trying to light a cigarette.
And you know the texting is now illegal, right?
Fuck.
Yes. Fuck it is. You just, I mean, law doesn't appeal to you. I mean, it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. It doesn't appeal to you either. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a suggestion, right?
It does appeal to me. I mean, I find it fascinating.
Yeah. But you just don't go along with it.
No.
Yeah.
No, definitely not. I'm going to have to go ahead and say no on that one.
Yeah.
No, I really do find law fascinating. I wanted to be a lawyer at one point in my life.
Don't be a fucking lawyer.
Well, I'd be. Yeah.
I don't think you have it in you. You know.
Oh,
I mean,
thanks.
No, I mean not in that way. I mean it in a good way, because I don't think lawyers are really cool.
Do I look like a raccoon?
Yeah.
Do I have makeup like all under my eyes?
No, you don't.
I feel like I do. My eyes feel like they're like slightly sealed shut.
Yeah.
And then I almost ran out of gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
and what if I ran out of gas while trying to get to the show? That would have been fucked.
Okay, but you, do you realize your life is in shambles pretty much?
Excuse me,
I mean, you're like all over the fucking place, Susie. You need to focus.
I'm very focused.
I don't think so.
I was at work all night and I decided not to drive home because I was like, Sam says don't drive drunk.
But that's not being focused. You're doing too many things at once. You know, you're texting, you're doing this, you're...
I'm going to Peru today. You're going to...
Yeah, what about that? Shit, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You are all over the place.
Well, I had to, like, stay up and be fucked up last night because I need to sleep on the plane, so I need to be exhausted today.
So you need to start 2 days in advance.
Yes. I'm glad you understand.
I do.
Thank you. Shit, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we've got plenty. We got plenty. We have an author who wrote a book on Palm Beach. Okay, and the people there, and obviously we all know there's really wealthy.
Chase is from Palm Beach.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate her.
Why?
Those people are incredibly wealthy.
I know. We like when we grew up, mm-hmm. we would like be at in Palm Beach. Like I'd fly out to Palm Beach to see her. We're like 10 years old, and we're like, oh, what should we do today? Oh, let's hop on your private jet and let's fly to Miami for the 30-minute flight to go shopping.
Really? I didn't realize Chase comes for money.
Oh my God! And then she had like a nanny and a maid that would just come and like bring me like fresh fruit every morning, and like I wake up with like all these things. I get a turned down service and like freaking chocolate on my pillow, and I would go stay in the guest house.
Jeez.
Oh, it was fabulous.
That's nice, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I just love the private jet. We're like, oh yes, let's go fly here.
Yeah, it's
let's
a little obscene to live like that. I mean, Jesus Christ.
It's really fun.
Yeah, I'm sure. Shit, you know? If I had that kind of money, I'd do the same thing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I haven't even peed this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
You need to pee?
Well, no. I can hold it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All for a few minutes. We all need to know that you need to pee right now.
Well, I'm just telling you what I went through to get here this morning.
I know.
And then I also told the family that I work for that if I don't go to Australia, mm-hmm. that I would move in with them.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Why'd you say that?
I don't know. Apparently I was drunk.
I mean, look at you. You're like planning big things in your life while you're drunk. I mean, does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. I can't do it when I'm goddamn sober.
That's right. That's right. You live on the other side now.
Everything I do in life, I kind of plan when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Or else, and then I wouldn't do things if I weren't.
And you don't regret any of them?
No.
Okay, so I guess that's fine.
No.
Yeah. If you don't
maybe
think
a couple
you're fucking
one-night
up your
stands
life,
here and there.
Yeah. Well, if you don't feel you're fucking up your life, I don't. You
oh,
know?
Good. Yeah. Liar. fucking liar.
Just keep living crazy. Wow. But at any rate, yeah, so we're going to talk about Palm Beach and...
It's called Madness Under the Royal Palms, Love and Death Behind the Gates of Palm Beach.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is pretty cool, actually.
Actually, and, what is it about?
You'll find out. I mean, it tells you there, Love and Murder or something, right? That's
murder.
The subtitle.
This sounds like The Young and the Restless. I like it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Love and Death.
Yes.
Behind the Gates of Palm Beach. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, it reads like kind of a novel, you know, but it's all real and all true.
I like
so,
it.
So, yeah. So you've been there, right? It's a little island, right, from what I understand.
Is it an island?
Yeah, that's what he says in the book.
I've been there a bunch of times, like many times.
Mini island there.
Yes.
But apparently the people are not very nice there. Let's put it this way, they're not very welcoming to outsiders.
No, they're definitely not.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Michael actually has a house in Boca, which is like kind of right next door to Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a condo. He likes to live in places where all of his fees and things are taken care of. But I swear to God, like, my friend Michelle and I from Canada, we decided to go and visit him one day in Boca. Not one day, like, we flew from Vancouver to freaking Florida, which is all the way across North America. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, we actually had to plan our trip to get there. Like, as soon as we get there, like, even his condo is not welcoming. I mean, they're like, no children, no loud noises, no pets, no nothing. We get to the pool, and the pool had, like, an entire list of things that was like, you can't do X, Y, and Z. And so we were like, no having fun, no diving in the pool, no sandy feet in the pool. You cannot have fun in this goddamn pool. And so we just decided to, like, make up our whole list of things that you couldn't do and then do all of them.
Yeah. Was the house, like, all fenced in and stuff? I mean, like,
completely.
Gates and shit?
You've got, like, 10 different keys and codes to get into everything, even to get out onto the fucking beach.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Yeah.
It's like, why? Like,
I guess when you have that much money, you know, you want to protect yourself.
I mean, yeah, but that's not fun anymore.
No, I guess not.
Well, takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, it's like a, yeah.
It's like a freaking, I don't know. I mean, seriously, it's like you're ready to, like, die there. You're, like, all locked in and secluded. And it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But they do have really good food there.
I'm sure.
Really good food.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've eaten some good food there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I always wondered what it's like to come for money, but I guess we won't find out this time around. I guess in the long run, it's a little... She pulls out this huge broccoli out of a fucking plastic bag, and she's going to start crunching on the air. I'll kick your ass.
I'm hungry. I didn't have breakfast this morning.
How the fuck can you have broccoli in the morning?
I love broccoli.
I know, but the first thing in the
broccoli.
Morning?
It would be better if it was sauteed with a little olive oil and some salt and pepper.
Yeah.
But
that sounds good. But this, come on, you're eating a fucking plant. Let's just all sit around and listen to you chew.
It's so good. Do you want some?
No, thank you.
Have you had anything to eat this morning?
You know, we have a sign here that says no food in the studio.
Fuck off.
Doesn't apply to you again.
No.
Yeah, if the law doesn't apply to you, definitely not the rules.
I mean,
here.
The rule appeals to me. I mean, it's interesting. I don't think, if I came in and sat in my fucking chair and there were crumbs all over it, I'd be bullshit.
Yeah.
I'd be totally bullshit.
Really?
Okay. And, like, I actually licked all the freaking coffee stains off this table yesterday. What?
You licked them?
I licked them. There were, like, freaking coffee rings all over the place. So I licked my thumb and I went, nope.
Oh, I see. That.
And I rubbed them off the freaking table.
Yeah, well, we do have wipes here and shit that you can use.
I use my finger.
Okay.
And my tongue.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of people going through the studio. You know,
I like so to use my tongue.
We have to be a little understanding and patient. Anyway, we're also going to have a special guest.
Oh, great.
Who's a host with us, but he's from New York.
Ooh.
His name is Max. Okay. Max Tucci. And he's visiting L.A. He was here
Mad
on
Max and the Thunderdome.
He was here Sunday interviewing Eva LaRue from... CSI Miami.
Oh, cool.
And I was hoping she'd come today, but she's working. So, but if you want to listen to that interview, it's Max's interview. His show's To The Max.
I like that name.
Yeah? It is pretty cool.
I really am still drunk. Do we have a wine opener in here?
You need more wine to wake up, you mean?
Well, I think I'm already like going and I don't have anything else to do today aside from this.
You're like sort of like in limbo now, right? You're not straight and you're not drunk. You're sort of like...
Well, it's like every year my dad and I do this bike ride in Manhattan. It's called the Five Borough Bike Ride.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I fly to New York, doesn't matter where I am, I always like fly to New York to meet him and his company. And there are like 30,000 other people that go and do this bike ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's the worst feeling in the world because like I go out every single night before this bike ride. Years and years and years I've been going out, like since I was like 15.
Yeah.
Like I'll go out to clubs and like I'll be doing coke and ecstasy and freaking drinking my little fucking ass off. And then come 7 in the morning, I've got to be at this bike ride meeting my dad and all the workers from his company.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, I'm still wasted when I meet him. I usually have flat tires on my bicycle because I haven't ridden it in a million years. And then I show up and I'm just like, oh my God, so drunk. And then I always plan on ditching my dad.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, all right, I'm going to take a cab over to Staten Island and then like I'll hop the ferry and blah, 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 blah. It'll be great. And then I'll meet him at the finish line and I'll be sleeping for 5 hours.
Yeah.
And that way I'll be ready to go and party again. But so... My dad never, like, lets me out of his sight. And I'm like, oh, my God, how is it, like, not possible to lose him in this shit?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, 10 miles into it, all of a sudden I sober up. 10 miles into it even more, or next 20 miles, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, you know, I'm starting to, like, be hungover. Then another 10 miles, I'm like, I'm going to puke. I'm like, this really sucks. So unless you want me to start puking in the studio, I really think we should open that wine.
Open that wine.
Yes.
Okay. And you probably need to pee, right? Probably before we call the author. You should go pee, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you have a few minutes. Do you need to go now?
No.
Okay, good. I mean, I'm sick of accommodating this drug person here.
Are you sick of me? I can go home.
Oh, no.
I'll let you talk to yourself for 2 hours.
I'm definitely not sick of you.
Do you want to talk to yourself for 2 hours?
Here you go.
What? Don't yell at me. Don't yell at me this morning.
But I'm not yelling. That's not yelling.
Oh, you know what? I was actually really glad that you did not give me the death stare. You actually smiled at me when I walked
yeah,
in.
Yeah, Susie, I never give you a death stare.
I came in late once before, and you gave me a death stare.
Did I?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get my text back when you texted me?
No.
Because I always get an error when I text you back. I don't know what the fuck that is with your number. Ever since you changed your phone.
You really?
Know? Yeah, so I don't know what's going on. But we'll have to figure it out later.
Huh.
Ha, ha, ha. So what's with the koalas on the T-shirt? Where'd you get the T-shirt?
I don't know. Well, no, I do know. I remember where I was.
You know, your memory must be like a puzzle, you know? I mean, a lot of missing pieces there.
It's really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You like it when you don't remember half the shit you do.
No, I remember where I got it. Right. I just don't... let's see. It was called Karungi, Karangi, Karumba. Hi, Karumba. That's what it was called. Karangi, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
That's where I hugged the koala.
Oh, that's cool.
It was so cute.
Yeah.
Yes.
How big was it?
About the size of a 15-pound baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was so cute.
Yeah.
I really have to... I don't know. I look like shit in the fucking picture I took with the koala.
Yeah.
I wonder if that guy from Poland still thinks I sound like a musical nightingale.
Wasn't that funny?
I know. Yeah. He actually sent me a bunch of like Facebook messages, too.
Oh, nice. So he already found you on Facebook and
yes,
everything.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Apparently, I'm not hard to find.
No, you're not hard to find.
I wish I were a little harder.
The whole
to
world
find.
Wants to be a friend, which is cool.
I can't believe you don't like broccoli in the morning.
No, I can't eat that.
What?
I can have tomatoes and cucumbers, maybe, but not broccoli.
What about this?
What the fuck is that?
It's a squash.
Yeah.
You don't like squash?
I do, but not in the mornings. Do you eat that raw too?
I can eat that raw.
Really?
Bite the head right off of it.
What?
Nom, nom.
You're nuts. Susie, let's take a little break, okay?
Okay.
You need a little break here to to focus here.
Shit.
Well, what?
Shit, I do.
Okay. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back with our author right after this.
It's not every day that you have a former millionaire clean your house. It's a Madoff Maid's Day.
I got cleaned out in that jerk's Ponzi scheme, so now I'm here to clean your home.
Madoff Maids don't have 25 years of experience cleaning houses, but they do have years of experience watching their former maids clean their houses.
I think this is the way Consuela used to scrub the toilet. Oh no, the brush!
So if you get a kick out of watching the formerly rich wax a floor or wipe off soap scum, call Madoff Maids today. Relax. Thanks to Bernie, it's done.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Go, it feels like a show, and I'm just playing the role alone. perfection we seek, the power over we. I'm hoping for the day that we will see what we're fighting for cannot compare to what we can achieve. Once upon a time, just living life seems so divine. Now it's all about staying on the stand. Tell me pretty lies when the things change so damn drastically. I'm about to lose my mind. But I am old enough to know between right and wrong. And the way the world is changing so gradual, it's so easy to forget about principles. So I don't wanna be the one to blame everybody for the sins, cause I've done the same. But what will it take to change what we already know?
We already know.
Once upon a time, just living life seems so divine. Now it's all about I'm about to lose my mind. Am I the only one who sees that something's not right here? Look around and find that something's not right. The only one who sees that things are not what they appear. Am I the only one who sees that something's not right here? Look around.
On your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone. Commercial-free original talk. Only on LA Talk Radio. Your favorite talk station.
It's Sam and Susie in the morning on LA Talk Radio.
Right, we're back and Susie's all fresh and ready to go. We're going to call our author.
Fresh and ready to go. I forgot my beaver last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Where'd you forget the beaver?
At the house where I stayed.
Yeah. So are you cold now?
I am cold. I forgot my beaver.
Oh, Susie.
I know. How could I freaking forget my beaver? It was part of my outfit.
I don't know. Whoops, let's turn off the music here. That would help, right? I think we're calling like a building or something. It says like a condo building, so we have to ask for him.
In Palm Beach.
No, I don't think he lives there. Or maybe he does. Who knows? Yeah, maybe he does, huh?
400 Association, can I help you?
Yes, good morning. Lawrence Lemer, please.
He's not available. Can I take a message?
Okay, we're calling him from a radio station. We had an interview scheduled for this time right now, but we'll try again some other time. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
He's not available.
He's not available.
What?
You know what? There is a backup number. Maybe we'll try that.
Call that.
Yeah, maybe we'll try
back
that.
Back it up. Beep,
yeah.
beep, beep.
I mean, if there's a better number, why would they give us the other one first? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But let's see if we can catch him now.
Does it say backup number?
Yeah, that's exactly what it says.
Really?
Yeah. So let's see if we get him here. The book is Madness Under the Royal Palms. Love and Death Behind the Gates of Palm Beach. I guess we're not going to get an answer here either. Well, oh well.
It says, okay. A world of the mega wealthy, which he calls a hidden place, as I have ever resided.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Digging deep, he hits a dark well of conflicting ambitions, right up to and including murder, much darker than the blue sky weather and sunny Lily Pulitzer prints most of us associate with
Palm
Beach.
Okay, thank you very much.
Lily Pulitzer, I can't stand her clothes.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh my God, it just reminds me, I don't know. It's like everyone, for some reason, like people that reside in like waterfront communities for the most part, aside from Los Angeles,
right,
wear that shit.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, I've got a couple of her belts, but I refuse to wear them.
Yeah.
They've got like palm or like palm trees on them and martinis on them and everything's like pink and like kind of very soft and just, I don't know.
Not you.
No.
But do you have a favorite designer?
Judith Lieber for sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And
clothes.
For clothes, Diane von Furstenberg.
Mm.
All Jews.
All Jews?
Both Jews.
How is it that all Jews are in key positions?
I don't know. Seriously.
Yeah, it must be like a conspiracy or something.
Oh my God, though. My Judith Lieber sunglasses, mm-hmm. I've got like a couple pairs. They're $1,200 each.
Really?
Yes.
And yet you bought them.
I did.
Two of them.
Multiple pairs.
What the fuck?
And I've given
that's a lot of money.
I know.
And then you could lose them easily. I mean, glasses, you know.
In fact, I have lost them.
Yes, you have.
I've lost all of them.
You lost fucking everything expensive that you had. You lost rings, earrings.
Oh, my earrings.
Yeah.
Do you know that would be 2 years of school right there?
Yeah, $40,000.
Yeah.
That you lost.
I know. Can you imagine? What is wrong with me?
I don't know. But as I told you before, I'm not for diamonds and shit because I think that they're easy to lose. You know, it's a lot of money you put on your body. You know what? I'm getting like a deja vu.
Why?
Looking at you because I said the same thing a few months ago. The
it's
same
right.
words, exactly.
No one minds. And I don't remember. So please, say it again. No, these earrings were screws. Like I screwed them literally like you screw the back.
Right.
Like all the way onto the back of my ears. Mm-hmm. So they were literally impossible to lose. Yes. But I decided to unscrew them from my fucking ears and lose them.
No, plus you can lose them just leaving them somewhere, you know? If
well, that's
stay
why you're not supposed to unscrew
something.
Them.
Yeah, you just leave them in.
But unfortunately, I was supposed to get the post cut down because when I would sleep, they would stab me in the back of the neck.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's the price I have to pay for wearing $40,000 on my head.
I know. That's fucking crazy, Susie.
And so I decided it was like my, it was kind of like my punishment for wearing blood diamonds.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, if I'm going to wear fucking blood diamonds, I might as well have them like stab me in the back of the head when I try and sleep.
Yeah.
And that one night I decided I really didn't want to be stabbed in the head. So I took them off and then they were fucking stolen.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. My God. I wonder how much that
crazy.
Fucking thief got for them.
And what's the point in wearing them? I mean, who the fuck is going to know how expensive they are, you know? For
well,
all I know, they could be fakes, you know?
Well, that's the funny thing, because I actually, I had a personal shopper back in Marblehead when I lived there.
A personal shopper?
Yes. Why is that funny?
You sure you're not coming for money?
Fuck off. So I had a personal shopper back in Marblehead, Sandy. She was wonderful. Actually, I made it into Boston Magazine as one of, like, I made it to the list. It was it's called The List. That's all it's called.
Right.
And every year in this magazine, they come out with the list of like the fabulous people in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the list.
Really?
And it was basically just because of my wardrobe. Not that you could tell from all the shit that I wear in here, especially when I come in wearing the same goddamn thing that I was wearing yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But so I made it on the list. But at the store where the personal shopper worked, they had these CZs. What do you call them? Cubics, zirconiums.
Zirconium, right.
Cubic?
Zirconium.
Zirconium.
Right.
And so they had these like big ass earrings and I was like, oh, those are fabulous. So I bought them.
Uh-huh.
But because everyone knew that I was on the list and I had such a fabulous, like ridiculously expensive wardrobe,
uh-huh.
they assumed that they were real.
Right.
And so one night I go out with Michael and he's like, oh my God. He's like, you're wearing fake diamond earrings. Oh my, I can't be seen in public with you if you're wearing fake diamond earrings.
Really?
So I was like, but Michael.
No, he could tell.
I'm like,
no, he just guessed that you couldn't afford diamonds.
Well, he knew A, I couldn't afford them, and
right.
B, he can tell.
Really?
Trust me, yes.
Just by looking at it.
Just by, but everyone.
There's no fucking way. I mean.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. When you see a real diamond, it sparkles. It catches light. It just kind of like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Really?
Like, you know when something is real and something is fake. But so he was like so mortified. He's like, I can't believe you. Oh, take them off. And I'm like, no, I like them. I'm wearing them. And they were ridiculously huge. I mean, massive princess cut diamonds like on my ears. And I'm just rocking them. And I was like, besides, Michael, everyone knows I'm on the list.
Uh-huh.
And A, people are seeing, or B, people are seeing me with you. Therefore, they assume they're real.
Right.
And so he's like, oh my God. So for Christmas that year, he gave me the exact same ridiculous size diamond earrings.
Uh-huh.
That way people... And people would ask me, they're like, Susie, they're like, are those diamonds real? And I'm like, what do you think? And I would just like wink at them.
Yeah.
And they would naturally assume that they were real.
Yeah. I mean, who the fuck would admit that they're not real, you know?
I know.
Wearing them.
But so everyone.
But how, I mean, what kind of a list is this? Why were you on the list in the first place? What is it ranking exactly?
Molly Ringwald was under me.
For what, though? I mean,
for being fabulous.
Oh, being fabulous.
You have to do something to be fabulous to be on the list.
I see. Okay.
And you have to be like voted on by all these like society people in Boston. Mm-hmm. And I was voted on for being fabulous.
Really?
Yes.
So you must have known a lot of people there.
I do know a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm not feeling very modest today.
You made it on the list. How many people were on the list?
There are 50 people on the list every year.
Okay, and where were you on that 50?
There were four columns. I was at the very bottom of the first column.
Okay, so, well, that's about 12 each.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
three columns or four columns?
Four.
Four columns, so that's about 12 each. So you were number 12, 13. Wow, that's not bad.
I know.
Wow.
It was like such a big deal. You don't understand. Everyone came up and they're like, oh my God, Susie's on the list. And I'm like, I didn't even know about the list until I was on the list, and then.
So I mean, how do you do? They like vote you in, like the magazine or whatever it is.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
All kinds of people are nominated, and then the company and like all these people.
Right.
Then
who nominated you?
I have no idea.
Oh, I see.
I have no idea who nominated me.
Wow, that's nice.
I know.
One day you wake up, I'm on the list.
I know. Seriously, it was really funny, and then like the magazine's like everywhere, and like I don't know. I'm kind of like unaware of things sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, not you.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know, if you know what I mean. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah. Who sings it?
I don't know. But
what's her name?
Raquel. Shit, I don't know. I'm mad this author didn't pick up. I wanted to talk to him about this book.
Yeah, well, I'll reschedule for sure.
Well, you shouldn't have to fucking reschedule if you already
rescheduled. Well, it happens, you know. I don't know what, you know. Things happen.
That sweater you're wearing looks like a military-issue sweater.
I know. That's why I got it. It looks pretty cool, huh?
It does.
I love it.
What does it say on it?
I don't know. Some kind of numbers on it. I don't know. I haven't really read it.
You're not aware of too many things.
No, I guess not.
You know what you know if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I've got a boring life, you know. I mean, it's, you know, people think, wow, you're on the radio and stuff. You must be, like, happening. But no, I have a very quiet, normal life, you know, and not much is happening. Not much has happened in the past year, but I'm planning to change that.
What are you going to do about that, Sam?
I'm planning to change that.
I'm really drunk.
What does it feel like? I mean, what? Are you seeing me double?
I'm not really seeing you double. I'm not really sure that I'm seeing you at all.
Yeah.
Everything's just kind of like, la, la, la. I feel, actually, you know what I feel? I feel vacuous.
Vacuous?
Yes.
I don't know what that means. Full of vacuum?
You know, like a vacuum, like, I feel like empty and kind of.
Right, okay.
I get like it. Stupid.
Now, how late did you drink?
See, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, because you're still fucking drunk.
Well,
that must have been pretty late.
Well, if I think about it this way, I didn't start drinking until 5.
Till 5 in the afternoon?
Yes.
Right.
5 in the evening. Don't call 5 the afternoon.
Sorry, okay. The
5
evening.
Is totally the evening.
Okay, it feels like afternoon now.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. What the fuck? Anyway.
Afternoon starts at noon.
Yeah,
like after
true.
I leave the show, maybe we'll play some backgammon.
For me, afternoon is 12 till 7. And then it's evening.
7 is evening?
Yeah.
Well, 7 is evening, but like it definitely starts at 5.
Okay.
But so I didn't start drinking until 5. But then when I did start drinking, once I start, it's kind of hard to stop.
Mm.
And so if I think about how much alcohol I'm putting into my system, your body kind of reaches a cap at some point where you could only get like so drunk if you're drinking the same thing.
Right.
And then the alcohol just kind of like backs up. This is my logic anyway.
Yeah.
So it kind of like backs up in your system and like your liver can only process so much at a time and your blood can only absorb like so much, I guess.
Right.
And so I don't know. I guess while I'm sleeping, my body's still processing it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I'm still drunk while I'm sleeping. And that way, when I wake up sometimes, I'm still drunk.
Yeah.
Because it's still, my liver can only process so much if I only get like so many hours of sleep.
Right.
If your body is processing like, say, I don't know, 8 ounces or 6 ounces, the glass should have been 6 ounces, but I guess I was drinking 8 ounces in a glass. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. Am I making any sense?
Yes. But I mean, no, you're making sense as far as you're concerned.
You're an
asshole.
I don't
know. It sounds logical.
It sounds logical.
No, but I know that when, you know, with drugs or alcohol and stuff, you do reach a certain point where you don't really
you kind
get
of
any
cap
higher
out.
Anymore.
Yeah.
And so tell me, with alcohol too, do you always like chase like that first high, that first buzz that you got? Because that's what they say about drugs.
I never, ever, ever notice when I first get buzzed. Mm. It's like I go from being sober to being drunk.
Right. So there's no like in between, huh?
No.
Yeah.
And that's why I eat broccoli.
And how does that help?
I don't know. It's apparently good for you. and I don't know. If you eat broccoli, it kind of like counteracts the effects of everything bad that I do.
Yeah. Why don't we just sit and listen to that? That would be cool.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I know it says no food in the studio, but...
That's okay. I mean, that kind of food doesn't make a mess.
Mm-mm.
So it's okay.
Mm-mm.
So what's going on with Peru? Are you ready to go? You leaving tonight?
Oh, my God. I'm leaving for Peru tonight. Why'd you have to remind
you
me?
You forgot.
Fuck. I've officially lost my mind. Like, it's official.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We've got a phone call. Good morning. You're with Sam and Susie. Who's on the line?
What's up, man? It's the Dean calling, baby.
Oh, this is the Dean, Susie. This
the
is
Dean?
That's the Dean on the School
the
of...
The Dean, baby.
What?
School of Dayton.
Yeah, School of Dayton.
School of Dayton?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, you were talking about diamonds, and I don't know. I thought I was about to faint for a second there.
Why? What did I say that was so wrong?
Well, you know, you're not supposed to give women diamonds.
Why?
I mean, why is that?
Because diamonds are something that you deserve to get when you were worthy enough to get the diamonds.
Well, but then apparently I was worthy.
She was worthy, believe me.
Okay, if you were worthy, I understand.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, you're giving these other women false hope of promises of diamonds or something. I don't know.
So what do you recommend, Steve? I mean, if you like a woman a lot, what would you give her?
Cock.
Well, if I can say, you give her lots of dick. But,
she would love that, yeah.
Yeah, what do you give her? You know, you got to give her, you know, you got to be a man about things. See, the problem is, it all does come down to dick at the end of the day. Because
I agree.
Women don't know what good dick is. Because they rarely get it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then when they get it, they talk to their girls about it. You know, it's like they sell themselves to you. It's like when you like she how y'all were talking about the diamonds, how pretty and sparkling it is, and how the clarity and all that. Because diamonds are rare.
Yeah.
Held back from the market, just like a guy that knows. We call them thrashers.
Yeah.
You call a diamond a thrasher?
No, I'm saying the guys that beat the coochie up are called thrashers. they're the ones that knock the walls down, do all the freaky stuff that most guys won't want to do.
I see, okay. So that's what you call a good dick then?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh,
I see, okay. Because I was going to ask, what's a good dick?
My boyfriend's a thrasher.
Then you good then, man.
Yeah.
As long as he's happy, yeah. You know what I mean? You can tell when you're getting good dick because the woman's always happy. Doesn't complain much. Doesn't argue or nag, bitch, whine, moan, and complain.
That's true. That's
then it's
true,
not a
huh?
woman.
If they, that's true, huh?
I'm with you, baby. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
Where do you live?
I'm in Houston.
Oh, man. I was going to say, you want to come thrash?
No, I can't. I'm already locked down. But now, back in my day, I used to be a freaky motherfucker. Oh, man. I can't do it.
Well, you can always take a trip to Peru over the weekend.
Yeah, want to come to Peru over the weekend?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, you lay that pipe down. Oh, man. you know what, Sam? I got to send you a box of my Dean sleeves for free so you can put it on.
Yeah.
There's sex sleeves that you put on the pole of your dick, and when you're hitting a woman, you're rubbing on the inside.
Oh,
wait,
nice.
Wait. What?
It's called the Dean sleeves.
Dean sleeves.
Some sex. It's like, because I do sex tips and stuff for guys, you know, to eat the coochie right and all other stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when you're having
you see,
sex,
he's got a show with us, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, so he knows what the hell he's talking about.
No, I can tell he knows what he's talking about. I'm listening.
See, most guys, when they're having sex, they just get with the straight pole. It's real smooth. So all the woman is feeling is a smooth in and out. But with the jean sleeves, it's ribbed. It's like a ribbed latex silicone that you put on the pole of your dick.
So it's a condom, right? So it's like a condom.
No, it's not a condom. No,
oh, I see.
You put it over the top of a condom, but when you're hitting it,
right,
it rubs the inside while you're stroking.
So yeah, it's like a cock ring that's like something?
It's not. It's probably like the whole length of it is ribbed, like you said, you know? So it's got bumps on it. And it
it's got little bumps, a little bit. Six different ones that come in a box. But Sam, I'm going to send you a box for free.
Sounds good.
Excuse me,
man.
Why are you sending him them?
Send it to Susie. Yeah,
well,
actually.
You can use it for your fingers. I mean, it works for your fingers also. But, yeah. You know.
Ooh.
No, she'll give it to her boyfriend.
No, I'll use it myself with my finger.
Yeah. There you go.
It'll work good for you.
Yeah. You see, if you sent it to me, I'd still give it to her because I don't really mess with toys and stuff, but it does sound pretty exciting.
Because he's boring.
It sounds pretty exciting.
He only fucks his wife missionary position.
Fuck you.
Sam.
You
Sam,
wish you knew. You wish you knew.
Did you say a pretzel?
You gotta put her in so many positions. You gotta turn around like you're playing Twister.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got to get that coochie, Sam. I looked at your picture, I didn't even see a beard on your face. You got to get the pubic hair, man.
Oh, you got to get the beard on. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, you can tell a guy that eats a lot of pussy, but hey, and you know, you got to lick where you got to lick, dog. Sometimes
exactly.
You got to lick there, too.
I love to lick, man. I love to lick. Okay, Mr. Dean, thank you so much for calling. Go ahead and plug your show, man.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, get your goddamn crayons out. It's the goddamn Dean. SchoolofDane.com. Saturday nights, 9 o'clock, over LA Talk Radio. It's on and popping. Thank you, Sam. I'm going to hook you up with those sleeves. I'm going to send both of y'all some of them sleeves.
Please
sounds
do.
Good,
that's
man.
Wonderful.
Sounds good. And don't miss the Dean, definitely. That was Saturday, right?
Oh, yeah. You
yeah,
know
Saturday night. Yeah, I forget, man. I forget. But at any rate.
Eat that coochie, Sam.
Yeah,
right.
There you go, man. Steve, thanks so much for calling, man. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, he's a funny guy, this guy.
He's a funny bastard.
Yeah, he's got a cool show, too, you know. And
I'm going to have to check that show out.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, he started last Saturday and was pretty funny stuff, really.
I need to lube my DSLs.
Yeah.
My dick sucking lips.
Oh, is that what DSL? Dick sucking lips.
You've never heard that before?
No.
If you're like out and you're just like, you're checking people out and you're just like, whoa, did you see those DSLs?
Oh, really?
And like a girl walks by with like her massive plump lips. And just like, those lips were made for sucking.
With the collagen
ba-dum,
and shit. What the fuck? I know, they look the worst when these women do that.
Oh my God. Can you imagine when they deflate? What?
I don't know, but it's never even, you know, when they put it in.
I know.
So the mouth always looks like they've been punched in the mouth.
Did you see the first Wives Club?
Yes, I did, with Diane Keaton. And,
yes, and when Goldie Hawn like gets her lips plumped and she's like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And she could barely like move her face because her lips are so fucking huge.
I know. I don't see the reasoning behind doing that. But
I don't either.
You know? I mean, lips are lips, you know?
Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not. You're laughing.
I know I'm laughing.
Yeah. So what's going on with, what's his name? Daniel.
Daniel.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was actually annoyed. I tried to wake him up this morning when I was driving in the freaking traffic, mm-hmm. which is the last thing I should be doing while I'm driving in traffic because I've got to call the calling card number, put the calling card pin in, and then like look at my notebook and dial his number from there.
Right.
I'm
telling you, you've got a fucking guardian angel because I don't know how you still in one piece.
I do. I actually do have a guardian angel in my car.
You do.
My grandmother gave it to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's working, Susie.
And a rosary.
Yeah.
When I went to move across country, I woke up and my car was completely packed. My little fucking Mini Cooper, which is for sale, by the way. So if anyone wants to buy Susie's car,
why are you selling it?
Because I'm moving to Australia.
Oh, okay, that's right. So it's sooner rather than later.
Well, if I can get my shit together.
Yeah.
Which thank you very much. I'm trying.
Yeah. Well, just give us a timetable so we're prepared.
Well, I'm trying. I'm trying to get the timetable in line, but I don't know. It's kind of difficult these days.
Yeah.
Should
I, like, challenge you? Should I say something like, I'm willing to bet you're not going to Australia? That would really make you go, right?
You might be able to bribe me to not go.
No. What I'm saying is you really will go then because you've got to go against the rules.
Do you really want me to go?
Do I want you to go?
Yes.
No.
Well, then I wouldn't challenge me. It's like backgammon, baby. I'll kick your fucking ass. Yeah. Do it.
No, I just think you'll wake up one day and realize it's a stupid fucking decision.
It's not a stupid fucking decision.
Okay, I guess not.
Why
Look, you're
why?
Still young. You're still young. You can build your life whenever,
I had,
wherever
like,
you want.
A 3-hour long conversation with my boss last night, and he was like, it's a stupid decision. I was like, it's not a stupid decision. I've always wanted to go. Like,
yeah, but maybe you travel, you know. But the thing is, let me tell you something, okay? Once you, if you like all the comforts and shit you have here, you don't have it in other places, okay? Even Australia, you know, I mean, they're like a lot like us. They're a Western country and everything. But at the same time, they're like...
Stop laughing at me.
Well, you're crunching there. But
I tried to crunch away from the microphone.
But, you know, you're not going to have all the conveniences and comfort that you're accustomed to in this country.
I'll have nothing.
And you don't mind it.
And I will know no one.
Exactly.
The same way it was when I moved to L.A.
Yeah.
I had nothing and I knew no one.
That's right.
And look at me.
But then you're going to be far away from your family, your friends.
Oh, my poor grandmother. That's what she said when I called. And I was like, hi, Graham. She's like, I take it you're back from Australia. And I was like, yes, I'm back from Australia temporarily. And she was like, oh, okay, talk to your grandfather. And I was like, well, I wanted to talk to you first. And I was like, I'm thinking of moving there. I got into school, into this program, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, oh, Susie, you don't love us. And I was like, Grammy, I was like, don't say that I don't love you. I was like, of course I love you. But I just need to do this for me.
Yeah.
And it's like, if people, that's what people like don't understand. It doesn't have anything to do with anyone else.
Right.
Like literally no one else. Right. Except.
But the thing is, the reason people think that is because that's what you said. Okay, when you came back and you said you were talking about the guy and that you were going to get married and have a baby, and that's how people understand it. That's how we perceive it.
But those people, like, they know me. People know me, and they know I'm fickle, and they know I'm going to change my mind about things. May not definitely. Sorry, Daniel, I didn't mean about you, baby. I love you. But what was I saying? You know, people know, like, people that know me, like, for instance, my boss last night, while his wife was out to dinner and everything, he was like, Susie, he's like, don't you give a fuck about all the relationships you've established and all the people that love you and, like, care about you and count on you and want to be with you? And I was like, yes, I do care about them, and I will always continue to love them and always continue to care about them and always continue to have them in my life. That's, like, that is the essence of being a Susie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I go... That's why I have Gypsy tattooed on my arm.
Right, exactly. And you got to live up to that name.
I don't have to live up to the... Like, I don't have to live up to my tattoo. I mean, it's there for a reason. Right. Home is where my heart is.
I see, okay.
And that is like... That is just the way I am. I've always, I've lived in so many different places.
That's
and I've
true.
Met so many different people along the way.
Yeah.
And around
and
the world.
And you adapt pretty easily, I think.
And I'm
you know?
So adaptable.
Yeah.
I'm the most easily adaptable person ever.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's true.
Maybe I'll make like a Susie doll and I'll like give those to like all my family and friends, all my loved ones, a Susie hair doll.
Well, I don't think they mean so well, you know, I mean, you're going to miss them a lot too, but then I guess
like
you can
kids,
come and visit.
Like I will totally miss my kids. When I moved from Massachusetts to California, I left Jack, my mentally challenged friend that I was working with for years.
Right.
Leaving him is one of the hardest things ever.
Yeah.
Leaving the three kids, Chase, Fucker, and Haley. Tucker. I mean Tucker, not Fucker.
Right.
I call him Fucker though.
It's a kid.
Well, he's a fucker.
Yeah, okay.
Did I tell you why I called him Fucker?
Yes. It's a long story.
No, it's not. He said I was stupid because I went to a state school and I was like, oh yeah, your name's not Tucker anymore. It's Fucker, you little shit.
And how old was he at the time?
12.
12.
And I kicked his legs out from underneath him and I put him in the Boston Crab. Do you know what the Boston Crab is?
No, but it sounds funny.
It's really funny.
So that's why I'm laughing.
So you kick
I don't
the
know
feet,
what the fuck it is.
You kick the feet out from underneath someone and then you grab their ankles and you hold their ankles like above their head.
Uh-huh.
And then you kind of like sit on top of them. And so they've got their four arms and legs and you're holding, because you're holding him by the ankles, he can't get out. And so you've got eight arms and legs that are kind of like wiggling and it looks like a crab.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a great tactic. I love it.
Yeah.
I learned it in the military, actually.
Really?
Yes. They didn't call it the Boston Crab in the military. I made that up.
Did you have to do this to a guy?
Well, before I did the Democratic National Convention, back whenever that was, when was that? 5 years? 6 years ago?
Yeah.
When the hell was
that?
No,
4 years ago.
Was that only 4 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, every four. Yeah.
Christ, man. 4 years ago, I was in the Army. That's really funny.
Yeah.
So we had this training seminar that we had to do because the Guard was being sent out to do the Democratic National Convention, and we were being stationed at the Coast Guard station. And so we had to have like all this like really intensive training. So we went for like 2 weeks and did really, really, really intensive like one-on-one like unarmed combat and like armed combat, and then like how to appropriately use your pepper spray or whatever the fuck they gave us. I don't even know. But so I'm really, really flexible. Like my back is superhumanly flexible. Mm. It just moves in like ways that are unnatural.
Really?
Yes. I don't know why, but it just does. Mm. But so we were doing this one little tactic where everyone, there were probably about like 1,000 soldiers, and we were all in this huge like gymnasium like place. And the sergeant said, all right, this is what I want you to do, blah blah blah. Your person starts running away, you run after them, you grab them, you like disable them, and you put them face first on the ground, and then you grab their arm and you twist their arm kind of backwards.
Right.
Yes, like, yeah. You know that tactic.
Like the police do that.
Like the police do.
Yeah.
Because apparently if, and then you kind of sit on their head, not really on their head, but just kind of like you twist their arm behind their back and you kind of sit on their head a little bit.
Right.
And so my guy that I'm doing this thing with, he knocks me down, he puts me face first on the ground, he twists my arm, and he kind of sits on my head. And I was like, I can get out of this. And the sergeant who was like running the course was like, no one can get out of this move. And I was like, I can really get out of this really easily. And he's like, no, fucking sergeant said no one can get out of this move. No one can get out of it. And I was like, well, do you want me to get out of it? And he was like, yeah. So all of a sudden, I take my legs while I'm face first on the ground, and I use my very flexible back, and I lift my legs up, and I plant my feet on his shoulders, and then I do it again, and I lift my feet back, and I go, bam! And I fucking backwards, like backflip,
yeah, like
kick
him over.
Off of me. Right. And I get up, and I start walking away.
Wow.
And everyone around me was like, holy fucking shit! How the fuck did she do that? Wow. And I was like, I told you I can get out of it, motherfucker.
And how did you know you could?
Because I know my flexibility in my back, and I know I can lift my feet up and put them like on top of. If I'm lying face first on the floor, I can lift my feet up and put them next to my head.
Oh, wow. That position.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
So then all of a sudden.
I'm going to have you do it once. Take a fucking picture of
it. I'll totally do it.
You're
going to
look the fucking funniest.
It's really freaky.
Yeah.
But so then, like, the main sergeant, everyone starts freaking out, and the main sergeant who's running the course was like, calm down. Everyone be quiet. Everyone be quiet. And everyone like won't stop being quiet. Everyone's like, you know, talking. They're like, holy fuck, Susie just got out of it. And he's like, Susie did not get out of it. Susie, get up here. And I'm like, or no, he wasn't calling me Susie. It was not so Private Raleigh. Private Raleigh, get up here. And I'm like, okay. So I go up, and all of a sudden he calls everyone in. So all 1,000 soldiers gather around. And he's like, Private Raleigh, he's like, get face first on the ground and get in the position. And I'm like, I've heard that before. But so I get face first on the ground, and he like puts my arm behind my back, and he's sitting on my head, and he's like, you see, everybody, she could not get out of this move. There's no way. And he's bending my arm super hard to kind of like emphasize his point. And I was like, Sergeant, are you ready? And he's like, ready for what? I was like, ready for this. And he turns his face around at the last second.
Uh-huh.
And so his face is facing my feet instead of facing my head.
Right.
I broke his fucking nose.
What?
With my combat boots on. I go, wah! And I lift my feet and I go to fucking like plant my feet in his shoulders and get him off of me. I get him off of me, but his fucking nose is bleeding everywhere.
Whoa.
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, bad Susie.
Yeah, really bad Susie.
Really bad Susie. So
that's
then,
an amazing story.
Then they called me Cirque du Soleil after that. And I couldn't get away from that nickname. Like we'd be drinking beers in the barracks and stuff, and everyone was like, oh, here comes Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, resident acrobat.
God damn it.
Well,
how did I get off on that tangent?
I don't know. We were talking about... what were we talking about?
I have no idea.
We're such fucking losers, man.
Speak for yourself.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Previously on Sam and Susie in the Morning.
So we've been trying to get Lisa laid for a really long time, Sam. Yes, like 3 years.
Right.
So the Argentinian Johnny Depp lookalike guy, you know, he grabs her very aggressively, you know, and she was kind of consenting just by the way she was dancing and by what she was wearing, the way she moved. But he fucking grabs her, Sam. He, first thing, like 5 minutes into knowing her, he sticks his finger up her ass.
Really?
At the club.
No,
on the dance floor.
Not her ass.
It was, and then he took his finger out and he smelled it.
What? How did he get to her ass so quickly and easily?
She was wearing a dress, and he just grabbed her and he shoved it right in there, like he was testing her oil.
Through a dress, though.
Underneath the dress.
Underneath the dress.
Underneath the dress.
Wow, what did she do? What did she do? I mean, she must have jumped. No, really. I mean, fuck, you know?
Oh,
Finger up your ass out of nowhere?
How shocking. Like, imagine you're just like, you're dancing, you're drunk, you're having a good time, and all of a sudden, whoop! I was like, well, did he lick it first? You know, did he, like, lube it up? You know, or, I mean, that's just like, that's just raw, rough, you know, shockage.
Yeah. It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Investigation, it paid off. My devotion, not enough. Leaving everything behind. Seeing what you got in mind. And now you're somewhat beautiful to me. You know I'm not in love, but out of time. Almost out of time. And I'm jaded, but I made it home. Yeah, I'm wasted. Now you know I hate it when you wear me out. Yeah, I blame it all on you bringing me down. Question comes to life. A conversation built on lies. Another reason for my pain. That's why I send you on your way. You are not so beautiful.
Ever just get a spontaneous erection?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, a lot.
Do you tuck it into your belt or what do you do?
No, it just stays there in the pants. It kind of goes down your leg, you know.
Do you hang left or right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because Daniel was telling me something that was funny. He's like, when you go to get... Because he used to be a logistics person.
Mm-hmm.
He had this awesome job where he was... like he would, like if a car company like in Sweden needed like a package, like instantly he would like arrange for a person to like take it from here to there and like get on a plane and get in a helicopter and then have a rental car waiting for her, the person or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes he would just like fly to New York and then just like, you know, get the shit done. But so he was telling me how he had to have like suits and stuff for this office job. And, cause I was like, I was looking at his penis one day and I was like, you hang this way. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, what do you do? Like how? Like he's like, well, when you have a suit made, they ask you which way it hangs.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So they make more room in that leg?
I don't know. But they ask you apparently like which way it fucking hangs.
Really?
Have you ever had a suit made where and they ask you that?
No.
Maybe it's a British
thing.
Never
have.
I never had a suit made?
No. No, no. Well, no, they never asked me.
They just, really?
Yeah.
Why didn't they ask you?
I don't know.
That wasn't right.
No.
I would take that suit back. God damn it, I can't open this water. My hands don't work. Fuck. I really am still drunk.
Yeah, how are you fucking going to get to Peru, man?
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's
don't
the
get
only...
too drunk, you're going to miss your plane.
Do you know how many planes I've missed in my lifetime?
I believe you.
So many. I missed 20 planes alone last year.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That costs a lot of money then to change it, right?
I actually never changed any of them. I just bought new flights. It's really bad of me.
That's what happens when you don't work for your money.
Excuse
you
me.
You don't appreciate it.
I work very hard for my money.
Yeah?
She works hard for her money. So hard for it, honey.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, Max is here.
Hi, Max.
Yes, good morning, Max. She likes you already. You see?
I do. He's cute. He's got good eyes.
Have a seat over there, Max. And, yeah, Max has got a show. To the Max on Sundays at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., and it's 11 o'clock for him. How's it going, Max?
Oh, man, it's going.
You came to visit us finally.
After how many months I've been working with you guys, yeah. Right?
Pull the mic towards you a little bit.
You see, I
don't stick it in your face.
The whole
thing. Get in there.
Why do for yourself what others can do for you?
Eat the fucker.
I will. I'm sorry,
so
Max.
So what's up? That's all right. Good
Welcome
morning.
Welcome to the show. I'm sorry. I'm a little drunk.
Good for you.
Thank
at
you.
At 10 o'clock. I feel like I'm at home with my mother.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
It's okay. You sound
good.
Fine.
Leave it alone. Yeah.
So what have you been doing in LA?
Holy shit. Not sleeping.
You Me know, either. I've just been passed out for like periods of time.
Okay. Do you remember anything?
Fuck, no. I actually slept at work last night. I woke up and I came in today and I'm like, I was late for the show. And Sam's like, what the fuck? You're wearing the exact same thing you were wearing yesterday. Your eyes are bloodshot. And I'm like, and I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Visine. That's all you need, some Visine.
I have some in the car.
And keep some extra clothes in the car.
Actually, I have Well, I'm trying to sell it, so I just actually like detailed it and cleaned it, so I took all my extra clothes out, or else I would have.
So you're screwed.
I know.
All right. Yeah. Well, there's a Marshalls down the street. Come on now. Anyway, so no, yesterday I was at the set of CSI Miami.
They don't open till 10.
All right, you see?
And how was that?
It was crazy. You know,
so you wrote something on Facebook that they do not film this in Miami.
No. And
really?
Everyone, like, yeah. Eva was on my show the other night, and someone called and they're like, you don't film in Miami? They didn't like the show anymore.
Yeah.
No, they, like, filmed twice the opening and the closing show, right, and that's right. It. And everything else is in Manhattan Beach.
Really?
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you walk in, and you're like, if you went in this morning, you would think you're in Miami. You walk in, and it really looks like Miami.
Really?
They got the whole set and the whole drop, and you're like, holy shit.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
cool.
But doesn't the city itself look different?
Miami looks very different.
Yeah.
But, you know, they even use there's a place in Manhattan Beach where their actual, like, law firm or the police department is.
Uh-huh.
It's right in Manhattan Beach, but it looks like it's Miami. Are you eating broccoli?
Do you believe this? This is a breakfast.
This is part of the detox plan.
Thank you. He understands.
Yeah.
But the point is not to drink while you're on the detox plan.
I stopped drinking at some point last night.
When you passed out. That's a piece of broccoli in your mouth, by the way. But yeah, no, it's been wild. It's been, you know, I come to LA and I'm like, everyone.
You have a lot of friends out here and stuff?
I do. And they all want to hit me up. I'm like, I just want to like sleep because my days are so long. And this time change kicks my ass.
Yeah, it does, huh?
So weird.
I just got back from Australia a week ago and I'm going to Peru tonight.
Oh, really?
Talk about time changes.
How do you fly?
How?
Are you a good flyer?
No. I take a lot of drugs. But I almost pulled a Heath Ledger the other day because I was in... That's so wrong. I'm so sorry.
It is so fucking wrong.
No, I seriously almost did because I had like an OxyContin, I had like codeine, and I had Ambien all in my purse.
And you're eating broccoli in the morning.
And I'm eating broccoli in the morning.
You need to, they try to make you go to rehab. And you said no.
No, 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 no.
I've been trying to do that for a long time. It doesn't work.
The show would be so boring, seriously. Yeah.
She first has to admit she's an alcoholic.
I do admit I'm an alcoholic.
That's the first step to recovery.
I do. I
that's
don't true. Wanna, I'm not ready to recover yet. I'm having so much fun.
Okay, listen.
I'm a really good drunk.
That's all that matters. You're not like, you're
do
not
I have
sloppy.
Any broccoli in my teeth?
No.
No, but I seriously almost pulled a Heath Ledger because I had all these pills in my wallet, and I'm in freaking Australia, and all of a sudden I get caught in a cyclone. Okay.
Wow, a cyclone.
Did you almost? No, I seriously got caught in a cyclone, and the airports were actually shut down in like Fiji and Australia because of the fucking cyclone.
That's what one does.
I was actually trying to walk home from the bar, and I was in 2 feet of water.
Trying to walk home.
I actually could have swam home from the freaking bar because there was 2 feet of water. All the roads were shut down. I literally could have like swam home to my hotel. You know, I was trying to get like the swim up like beachfront hotel where they've got the pool and you could swim it. I didn't need that. Yeah. You know, I finally ended up getting a different one. But anyway, so my purse gets so soaked and full of water that it permeated, the water permeated my leather purse and then my leather wallet into the inner secret pouch where all my pills were.
And that's not your back pocket?
Oh, no.
It's called my stomach.
Right. Just pump it for pills. You're like a Pez dispenser of pills.
Totally. But so then the next day, I go to like get one of my magic pills out and everything had melted and mushed into one. Mm. And so for my plane ride home, I get on the plane and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, do I dip my finger in and like just like lick a whole bunch of it? And I was like, that would be pulling the Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
And so I was like, it was the exact combination of things that like killed him. So I'm like, fuck, can't do it. Luckily, I sat next to people that had some Klonopin. And so,
do you believe this shit?
What is Klonopin? Oh my!
You just need to do like virtual tours. Don't fly. I'm just gonna buy the National Geographic tapes and feel like you're there.
You know what? That might be a good idea.
There you go. Don't go to Peru.
Well, I am
tonight. So how are you flying?
You know, I don't know. Seriously, I'll show you my wallet. Yeah. I still have.
He wants to plug Delta. Go ahead.
Yeah, go Delta.com.
That's what he's leading to.
I just got proof.
What am I looking at? Oh, all the melted pills.
All the melted pills.
That's
too
bad.
Oh, so sad. It took me a long time to steal all these drugs.
Did you have any friends who are doctors who write you prescriptions?
My sister's a doctor. I'm going to see her in Peru.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to get those pills in Peru.
Or maybe
you're get other stuff.
Maybe I won't need the pills in Peru now.
You won't. So why are you going to Peru?
To go hike Machu Picchu for the weekend.
Oh, for the weekend.
Yeah. Weekend. Yeah, but you're like that too. You travel a lot, Max.
I do.
Where do you travel? You
everywhere.
You live in Italy too.
I
sometimes,
do. I
right?
live in Italy.
Ooh.
Yeah, in Florence.
Did I see
beautiful.
A wedding ring on your finger?
I do. Yeah.
God damn it.
Are you?
No,
serious?
But I'm not married.
No, he's not
really?
Married.
No, I just wear one. It's easy.
Really?
It's so much
picks
fucking easier.
Are you fucking
like
kidding?
I swear to God.
That's fucking awesome.
I just wear one. It makes it easier.
I really. You should have told me we had a cute guest coming in. I would have like cleaned myself up a little bit.
I know. I was thinking about that.
You
but
see?
Yeah, you see next time.
But what works with
this
ring?
She's trying to say she looks a lot better usually. But
okay. Usually, yeah.
Usually. Yeah, I saw your picture on the site. And I was like, is this the same girl? No, kidding.
Oh, God.
But this is a magic ring because it fits on every finger.
Ooh.
So depending where I am, that's what finger
and
I put on.
And he's got the Cartier love bracelet.
Yeah.
Who's locked you in?
Me.
Twice.
Myself.
You locked yourself in
I love
in
myself.
Twice?
Fuck that.
Yeah, he likes
awesome.
He loves the finer things in life. I mean, look
I
at that
do.
Fucking watch. Man.
I was already looking at the watch.
What kind of a watch is
you
that?
You
know,
man? This is Invicta. And I actually spoke about them on my show before. They're not that expensive, and they look like they're worth $1 million. All right.
Yeah.
Like, this watch is not
it's
like
a really
like a $20
large
takeover.
One. I mean, you
it
know.
Was like,
how much?
It was like $1,200. Mm. But for this size, like, if it were any other watch, it'd be like 20,000.
Really?
So it's kind of good.
Do you see the scar right here?
I do. What happened? I see the tattoo too. Are you a gypsy?
I am a gypsy. Yeah. But I was meant to show you the scar. Did I show you that?
No.
So I'm in New York City, where I'm from New York.
So am I.
Cool.
Yeah.
East Coast.
East Coast. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, but you're in Connecticut too, right? I mean, do you move back and forth?
I do. Place in New York.
He's a gypsy.
Yeah, he is a gypsy.
I need your tattoo.
Yay! I don't mind if you steal it.
Scrape it off.
Ow, that would hurt. But that would feel like the freaking scar. So I'm in New York over Christmas, and I go down to Canal Street, and I'm like, I need a watch. And I was like, I'm in LA. Everyone knows I'm fabulous anyway, and so they'll think it's real. So I go down, and I buy a fake Cartier watch. Uh-huh. And so I have the freaking, you know, the girl, like, take out the links or whatever. And so I put my fake Cartier watch on, and it's fabulous. It really, really, really looks real.
And then you get a rash.
No, I don't get a rash. It actually, it's I'm serious. It's totally legit. It was like $20. It was the best $20 I ever spent.
Yeah.
Until I go to Australia, I go to light a cigarette. Their fucking matches there are so goddamn cheap. The match head falls off, and I can't figure out how to take the watch off. The match head falls underneath the watch, and it starts searing into my skin, and I can't get the goddamn watch off. And I'm like,
She's probably like hopping in the middle of the street.
No, I'm in a restaurant. I'm in a really nice restaurant playing backgammon with a bottle of wine, and I'm like, freaking out at the top of my fucking lungs. So
what's the real story?
I'm telling you, it's the real story. Don't buy a fake watch on Canal Street that you don't know how to take off.
They're arresting people now.
I saw a poor guy get arrested, and my girlfriend and I were yelling. We're like, it's fucking Christmas, dude. We're like, let the guy go. He's got a big-ass suitcase. He's trying to run away.
I know. They kind of like hunt you out on the street, and then they take you into these buildings, and they've got like purses and watches and all this shit. You know?
Yeah.
So they don't even keep it on the street.
Yeah. It's like, follow me into this building.
It is. And I'm telling my wife, what the fuck are we doing? Why are we going after this woman? She's like, I think she's got some good purses. You know?
And human trafficking, too.
You want a Russian mail order bribe?
Right.
Come with me. No, but back when I was probably like 10 years old, I decided to get my first fake watch.
When you were 10?
10, okay. Yes. I think I probably went back down to Canal Street, and I find an awesome, awesome Gucci watch. And I'm like, this is fabulous. And so I bring it to school the next day, and everyone's like, oh, nice watch. Oh, my God. Oh, Susie. You know, I grew up modeling and doing TV commercials. Okay. Not that you can tell today. But I used to be really cute, and sometimes I clean up quite nice when I don't have raccoon mascara eyes. But
today she ran into a truck.
Yesterday's makeup.
Fuck off. But so then my sister, she's like, Susie, let me see that watch. Because I had a lot of money at the time, so people like naturally assumed it was real. Even though, and then my sister's like, it says Gucci. It doesn't say Gucci. It says Gucci.
That's your line, right?
No, it means.
That's your new line.
That's what
the
he
Gucci
said.
Line.
Yes. The Gucci line, yes. Oh, my God. I could not believe it. I'm like, motherfucker.
Gucci.
But at first glance, it looked real and legit, and it said Gucci in my mind.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
But
right?
Gucci is so much more appropriate.
Gucci is. Gucci on your wrist, of all places.
So, oh,
my God. So, Max, let's talk a little about yourself and stuff.
All right.
So,
I'm looking at the time.
Let's go over the show today. Let's have a 3-hour show.
A 3-hour show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
And what are you
going to
tell Gina, who comes right after us?
Darn.
That she can do the next show.
Exactly. We'll bump.
We got plenty of time.
We'll bump everyone by an hour.
All right.
Yeah, we got half an hour.
So what's up, everyone?
So what made you come out here to LA this time? Business, pleasure?
Everything. Well, you know what? I'm starting a new PR company, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because I used to have one back in the day. Uh-huh. Like 10 years ago. And then I was like, I think it's time to do another one. So I have a friend of mine, and we're going to be M&M PR, which is cute.
Awesome.
We melt in your mouth and not in your hand.
I ate some M&M's yesterday.
Did you?
I'm toilet training a 2-year-old.
So, oh, really? Your own 2-year-old? Is it a child or an animal?
A nanny. I'm a nanny.
Oh, you're a nanny?
Yeah.
Oh. You see.
Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
Right, exactly. Like a nanny. So, at least my nanny's growing up. No. But, yeah, so, and then I was like, I have to do a couple of things, and the Grammys are coming up, and then I'm going to do some photo shoots out here for LA Talk Radio.
Ooh.
You know, but no, and it's just fun, and my friends are like, you don't come to LA anymore. I'm like, I don't have time. So I had a free week, so I'm here.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Left Florida, warm Florida, and it's fucking freezing here.
Yeah.
Last night was fucking cold.
Poor baby. Yeah.
No, last night was cold. You don't remember.
So even being from the back east, do you think it was cold here?
Well, I want to come out and have the California sun.
Right, exactly.
You know, I'm like sitting next to Susie. She's got a hat on her head because it's so cold. She is. And a long sleeve shirt.
And I put the heater next to her also.
Thank you.
I forgot my beaver, though. I was wearing a beaver yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you always come home with your beaver?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
She came in. She asked me, do you want to pat my beaver, you know?
So of course,
said yes.
Did you unbutton your pants or was it your coat?
It was my vest. I have a sheared beaver vest.
You have a beaver vest.
And it says world's finest beaver on it.
Oh, that's of course. You should have the world's finest beaver.
Thank you.
Thank yourself.
I've been told.
That reminds me of that. You got something about beavers, though, because you had that story with the beaver liquor, too, right?
Yes,
a beaver liquor.
Yeah. Well, I lived in Beaver Creek, Colorado for a while, and for years, like, I didn't understand why everyone would go to Beaver Liquors and think it was so funny and get their bumper stickers and, like, hats. And I'm like, it's the liquor store in Beaver Creek. I'm like, whatever. And then, like, I went back, like, 2 years ago, and I was like, oh. Like, I get it.
Now you get it.
Beaver Liquors. I'm like, oh.
It only took her 2 years.
Right. Were you in Australia when you realized that?
No.
After the flood when you couldn't get your pills? No.
Now, what do you think? Do you think she should move to Australia? Let me tell you the story briefly, okay? She met this really hot guy.
No.
She fell in love.
You could end it there. No, don't follow a guy anywhere.
I'm not following him
okay,
anywhere.
You see, she has to keep fighting off that thing.
You are.
You see, everybody knows, Susie.
No.
Okay? And it's not that people are making it up. You're the one who said it.
Are you going to make a better offer?
I'm married.
God damn it.
I'm married now. No, but no, don't follow a man.
I'm not following a man. I got accepted into school there, into the honors program with a double major.
Okay. And why did you register there? Because he was there?
No.
She's fucking rationalizing if you can't tell.
Wait, don't you have some love therapists on the show?
The love therapist won't see me.
I don't blame her.
I had to abstain for 6 months.
Don't go.
Yeah. You see, the thing is, think about this, Max. She came back the first night they were together. They planned on making a baby and getting married. And I'm not kidding you. She said that.
Is there something you want to talk about?
He even put a pillow under my butt.
Yeah. Did he really?
Yeah.
No.
So it would go deeper.
You know why? Here's the thing. I'll tell you
harder.
Because my sister did that. She went to school. She followed. She didn't follow guys. She kind of did. And then, like, when they broke up, she had to leave the school. So why are you going to go all the way out there for your honors program? Quote unquote.
Because I am a scholastic person.
Honor. Honor means get honor, stay on her, and come on her, right?
Ooh.
That's your kind of honor program there. Don't go.
The school is just a fucking excuse. It sounds good. It sounds good.
I've wanted to go to Australia my whole life. I wanted to go to school in Australia my whole life, way before I met this person. He just kind of gave me the reason to get
the incentive.
To get things moving.
Right.
You know,
right.
To get the ball rolling. And then I was like, all right, I'm only going to go if I get into school. And then all of a sudden I get into fucking school. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, but anyone's getting to school now because no one has the money to go.
I don't have the money to go.
So they're giving you a, how are you, then you're just going to show up? Or you got a scholarship program too?
I'm working on that.
Oh, you see? It's not going to work out.
Oh, trust me.
You're not supposed to go.
It is.
Don't go.
No.
You're wasting, don't go.
Everybody tells her not to go, but she's got to do it because she's got to find it for herself. And the thing
is, it says so on my arm. It says I'm supposed to go. It says gypsy. God damn it.
Okay. Yeah, no, don't go.
All right.
It's not worth it.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a pattern of, like, when things go well in your life to
a pattern.
Yeah. I mean, is there a pattern there where you fuck up like that?
Fuck off.
No, I mean that you fuck up your life when things go well. You decide you need to do something else.
Maybe.
Maybe. I know that.
How would I look with a mustache?
You're self-destructive. That's what you are.
That's a cute one. No, but I want to go to Australia.
I love it there.
Yeah. Have you been, Max, to Australia?
You know what? I was there years ago, so I don't even remember.
How old are you? 34?
30. I'll be 30 on Valentine's Day.
You're not that old. Like, when you were saying, 10 years ago.
You were born Valentine's Day, huh?
Yeah. Nice. You talk like you've done so much.
I have. That's why.
Okay.
I was, like, 18 when I started my first PR company.
Okay.
So... Yeah, it was 12 years
he's
ago
been
now.
Around. What I do you have. Do now, Max?
Well, now I have To The Max and LA Talk Radio.
Yeah. 1 hour
you have
a week.
Officially made it.
Right, that's it. I don't have to do anything else now.
Okay. But you spoke of a restaurant and everything.
Yeah, we're opening a restaurant. Now's like the worst time to open up. me and my chef, who's my business partner in the plan.
Excellent.
So we're opening up. My family had Delmonico's, which is the steakhouse in New York. Yeah. So we're doing another one in Connecticut, and we're going to do another one in New York. And
ooh.
Yeah. But now's not the time. Hard,
but it's hard work also. Restaurant is probably the hardest.
You know what? Right? It is. I'm front of the house, though, so I get to be like the pimp of the place.
Yeah.
You know
cool.
what I mean? It's like, what's up? But so we're doing that, and then I'm going to do a cooking show again. That's like, I do cooking
on
shows.
On TV?
Yeah.
Awesome. Would you like to have some summer squash?
No, I'm fine. You got a bag full of tricks there. Is that what you call that one? You guys saw this.
That's her natural dildo.
You guys need to take a picture and post that so you can see what I just saw come out of her bag. Wow. <Yeah. laughs> Is that the new organic vibrator?
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Go green.
I tend to just like fill a condom up to whatever size I feel like
and
using
put
and
freezer.
Put it in the freezer. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see,
you just use vegetables. Go green. Go organic.
I tend to just use something that vibrates.
Now, do you think vibrators are recycled plastics?
Ooh. This could actually be a good marketing thing. We could probably market like...
You see?
Yes.
The organic.
Organic, like recycled
fuck
plastic
it, then eat it.
Vibrators.
I don't think there's such thing as recycled plastic. They don't recycle plastic.
Yes, they do.
That's why it's anti-environment, isn't it?
They recycle plastic.
They recycle plastic.
They do?
They have to.
Duh.
So why do they say plastic is not good for the environment?
Because most people don't fucking recycle it.
There you go.
Because you fucking don't recycle it, god damn it.
Fuck you.
Because he doesn't think they recycle it.
No, but that's true. I do put water bottles in there, so you're right.
I don't know. Yeah. Go to recycle.com. Welcome.
Actually, this is kind of on a sadder, sober note. My retarded sister.
Is she really retarded?
She's severely retarded. She's 31, really? Mentally 3 years old, lives in a group home.
You see, I don't know if you're kidding now or not.
No, she's serious.
No, I'm being dead serious.
With the biggest smile on your face. So
well,
unfair.
I love her. She's fabulous.
Bless
but,
her.
Bless her heart. Seriously, I would be an awful, awful human being if I didn't have her in my life.
Okay.
She seriously makes me a good person. But so anyway, like, the government pays her like a quarter an hour to sort plastic bottles.
A quarter?
A quarter. She doesn't even get minimum wage.
Wow.
That's what all the retards do at the group home. They
you
sort
can't call
bottles.
Them retards.
She
oh
does.
My God.
She can and
you know,
she does.
We were at... No, I'm not even going to go there.
Go there. Do
no,
it.
No, I can't.
Do it.
I can't.
Can.
No, good karma. Good karma. I'm going through Saturn's return right now. I don't need bullshit in my life. But so we're doing the restaurants. And then I'm working now. I was supposed to do a cooking show with Daryl Dawkins. He was on my show. He's a basketball player.
Nice.
And he's 6'7", this big black dude, cool guy, but he never calls anyone back. So we're kind of it's great, you won't show up to the studio. So things kind of got messed up there.
Oh, no.
And now I'm working, Wyclef's sister and I might be doing a little thing together because she's,
ooh,
we're going to do a cooking show together.
Nice.
That's so cool.
So you're into food and cooking and stuff.
I mean,
that's why.
I love to eat. Food.
And today I was reading my horoscope. They're like, your eating habits are going to change your lifestyle habits.
No.
I'm going to have to roll myself around. I'm getting so fat.
Wait, so you believe in your horoscope?
It's not that I believe in it, but I kind of feel like I'm like, it's true. Because I'm eating. Like yesterday we were at that CSI shit. The craft service table.
Oh, no.
Was huge.
Really?
And I was like, how can you not? It's like free food in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's good. They have grilled salmon, sure. Grilled chicken. It's like, look at this place.
Really?
That's what I had for lunch yesterday.
You see? You remembered?
Oh, yes. Fuck off.
So, I don't know. But, yeah.
How long does it take him to film an episode?
Oh, my God. Well, I know, yesterday Eva was in only for, 2 hours to do 3 lines.
Really?
So, I know the person must take, 4 or 5
3
days.
3 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because you have to get different shots. It's like your head, your side, right. Your face, your this, right. Your that, your butt.
Yeah.
Everything. So.
It's so mechanical when you do a movie, you know? You
it
just
is.
Have to take, short snaps.
And then she was with some guy who's from Guiding Light, this cool dude. And he's he's a character on the show. So, they have to get his, his close-up, then her close-up. So, it's for 4 lines, you're doing, 3 hours of close-ups.
Wow.
That sucks.
But it's good. And then I saw Emily Proctor. She's on the show. She's so nice.
Yeah?
Pretty. Yeah, I got after her on my show.
Who's she? I don't know her.
She's Callie Duquesne. She's the blonde. Hot.
Oh, on the series?
On CSI.
Oh,
CSI
nice.
Miami.
Yes.
So
Miami.
But she's hot. I'll have to have her on my show. Love. She's hot.
Oh, that's the other chick. Okay, because I saw a picture of all the cast.
Yeah.
And there's
she's
Eva.
The blonde. Eva's new. Eva's she's been on the show a couple years. But
oh, really?
Emily, I think originally wrote the show for Emily.
No.
And then David Caruso got the show. I don't know. I don't want to start rumors. But from what I heard.
Through the grapevine.
So, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
But,
so, I mean, it'd be nice to be on the set, huh, Susie?
I grew up on freaking sets.
So, yeah,
I'm over
true.
It.
Yeah. Wait, so are you from New York?
But not big
I'm from
TV
New York,
shows.
Yeah.
Like New York City or like Long Island?
Do I sound like I'm from Long Island? Oh my God, do I need a fucking cup of coffee? No, I'm not from Long Island.
Now you sound like you're from Boca.
Well, we've got the Royal Palms to become Palm Beach for today. My dad's in Manhattan and my mom's in Dutchess County. So okay. I grew up every other week back and forth. And then I went to boarding school up in Albany.
In Albany?
Yeah.
You freeze your ass off there.
Yeah. Yeah,
look at you.
We had tunnels actually that were on the campus because the school is like from the 1800s, and it was built as a finishing school.
Mm-hmm. What school was it?
Emma Willard.
Okay.
But so they had tunnels like literally all underneath the campus.
The slave tunnels.
No, seriously, they were for the girls to go down and they would have like classes and like actually become edumacated. You know,
girls to go down tunnels. Wow.
Yeah, you don't know what they did at that school.
Right.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you something. Like, I made up a drink. Okay. It's called the Mad Max, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I have two. It's the Mad Max and the Thunderdome.
You can't say it on the air. Tell me after the show.
Why?
Because really? Then everyone's going to make it. Then we can't brand it.
Okay.
He's only thinking money.
Right.
Don't give away your secrets.
Okay. No, I'm telling you, it's unfucking believable. All right. You'll just die.
We should go
and get one after the show.
Yeah.
Let's go have a drink.
I'm going back to the set. I'm going to see us out. I want one free lunch.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I need to find something to cook for lunch. Salmon, grilled salmon sounds good.
It was good.
Yeah.
It's nice when someone else cooks for you, though.
Yeah.
I like cooking for myself.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you going to cook for your boyfriend in Australia?
Yes.
Yeah. Look at her. She just gets all giddy over it.
Yeah, she is.
Do you think he feels the same way you do?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes.
Or do you know so?
I know so.
Yeah. Okay.
He only likes to fuck his clients. That's about it. Yeah. Nothing else.
I was the last client he's gonna fuck. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Like, how do you?
Well, I have news for you. I'm sure he hasn't put
Skype
his dick
sex.
In.
Do you? With do you like have cam sex?
I promise you.
You do? Oh my God. Look
she
at
does.
You.
She does. I'm willing to guarantee.
I like international boyfriends.
He has not put his dick in a glass. Okay,
wow.
While you're gone.
I told him not to. I told him to go fuck around and get it out of the system before I come.
You did.
I did.
Oh, cool.
Are you doing the same thing?
Yeah, no. She probably wants to. Though.
I've been working intensively since I've been home.
Okay. Yeah.
And now I'm going to Peru, and I'm not going to want to fuck anyone in Peru.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Maybe I'll.
What
have
if
a,
there's a
maybe?
Maybe
I will find like a Peruvian, like a Machu Picchu, like Sherpa that I'm like going to fall madly in love with and move to Peru.
And you'll be the Peruvian princess.
Or you'll find an Australian tourist or something.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There you go. You
Ooh, see? Yes.
Yeah. While climbing
you have
mountain.
No trouble finding men.
Looking like this I do. Oh, my God.
That's why we do radio.
I know. It's so wonderful.
It was sunny. The other night coming here, I was like, oh, this is the best gig. You don't have to do anything. I was like in sweatpants. Like, it's the best thing.
I didn't even brush my teeth.
You see? Well, that's the smell. No.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's the
you need some
Febreze
up here.
No, I am just kidding. I did brush my teeth today.
Okay.
With a little 2-year-old and a little baby next to me. I'm like, hi, guys.
Those poor parents that hired you.
No, they hired a dual bartender and nanny. That's
oh, really?
Why. That's why they hired.
That's why
me.
It works out.
And if I don't go to Australia, they want me to move in with them.
Oh, really?
Because I'm fucking like nanny poppins.
And they listen to this show.
Yes, yes, oh, yeah. They do listen to the show.
You see, yeah.
They're the ones who corrupt her. Are you
yeah,
kidding?
Do they really?
Oh my God, they're awful.
Like, well, you work for Sam. Because he's looking over here like they're the ones that corrupt her.
No, it's his fucking fault that I.
It yes. is. Everything's
everything
my fault.
Is
you
his
need to know
fault.
That.
Yeah. That's all right.
It's because he's a Jew.
Yeah.
Is that why?
It is. Yes. It is. Jews are responsible
for everything.
There you
right.
go.
And get shortcut for everything, too, right?
Can I tell you my joke? It's
tell
really
me your
cute.
Joke.
Okay. Why can't Jews go to jail?
Why?
Because they eat lox.
Wow.
It's still
well,
funny.
I'm, you know, I'm half Jew. My mom had a Jew somewhere down the line. Her yeah. mother.
Dad.
Really?
So automatically, oh. when you have the blood from the woman, that's what you are. That's
old.
What they say. Is that true?
Well, but it has to be your mother, though.
Yeah, my mother's grandmother.
I'm Jewish by
but,
injection.
But is your mother Jewish?
Well, by her grandmother. By her grandmother.
Her grandmother was Jewish.
Yeah.
And your mom's Jewish.
My
so you're
well,
Jewish?
My mom goes to church.
Oh, okay.
But I'm a Christian Jew. I talk about sanctified savings.
Yeah.
You're a cashew. You're a cashew.
Cashew?
Yes.
I'm Christian Jew.
A Catholic
sanctified
Jew.
Savings.
I'm Jewish by injection. I had
Are you really?
I had vacation sex with a
with
South
rabbi?
African Jew.
Oh, really? A South African
with the rabbi.
Yes. Just go to temple. They'll love you there. You know those Hasidics are really perverted.
Oh my God. So I have to tell the story again. So I was driving down the street like probably about like a month ago now. No, maybe 2 months ago. And all of a sudden this fucking acidic Jew, like jump
acidic.
Acidic.
Oh, did all the acid rain in LA?
That's exactly what you texted.
Well, no. So he fucking like jumps onto the street. I almost fucking took him out, and I'm like, Jesus Christ! I'm like, this.
And then you fuck him.
No. I'm sure he had a wife and like 10 kids.
Because you're playing with those things like your hat, like you're playing with his paces. You're like,
yeah,
you're
exactly.
You're familiar with
you
them.
You should see me drive a car. I like do everything except look at the road.
Really?
I'm like constantly like,
and then hit Jews along the way.
Yeah, exactly.
But so they love you in
as many Jews as she can.
But I sent him a text.
White supremacist.
Because I remember like when I was little in New York, my mom would be like, oh, that person's gay. Or, oh, that person's an acidic Jew. And I thought she said acidic. And so, like, I took that with me through life. You know, I, like, move all over the world. I fucking come to California. And then I send Sam a text. I'm like, oh, my God, I almost took out an acidic Jew.
Wow.
And he's just like, really?
Acidic. I'm like, it's
it.
Acidic.
Acidic. That's right.
And I never let her live it down.
Are you
bitch.
Protestant?
I'm Catholic.
How are you?
I mean, I was.
You
I don't were. Know. I don't know what I am. I'm a gypsy now.
Now
do they
gypsy.
Have a religion?
Born again gypsy.
Born again gypsy.
There you go. Start the religion.
Because we know I can't be born again virgin again. Jesus.
When was the last time you were in church, Susie?
When it burned down.
Actually, this is a funny story. So my retarded sister, when
there she goes again, right?
No, when I was 8 years old, I thought it would be really funny. She doesn't really talk much, but mm-hmm. she can, but she just doesn't. And mm-hmm. so I taught her how to say, oh, shit. And so she doesn't say anything for like a week. And then we're at the dinner table and she's like, bless us, O Lord, in these thy gifts, the battery sees the battery goes, oh, shit. Amen. And so she like says that. And my mom's like, oh my God, I'm calling the social workers. Oh my God, like they're going to freaking get an earful from me.
Is that on YouTube now?
No, but it should be. But should so then be. She didn't talk for like years. Like well, years go
clearly
by.
Clearly because she went to the social worker after that. And they scarred her.
Oh my God, it was so awful.
It's all your fault.
Christmas 5 years ago, mm-hmm. my mom's on the altar playing the guitar. My grandparents are on the altar because they go and do the readings. And it was like Christmas Eve. So my
what
sister,
is this, your own church in your backyard?
No, but that's funny.
So your sister.
So it's me, my stepsister, and my two sisters. Mm-hmm. My sister who's a doctor, and then my retarded sister, and then me.
Wow. What,
where does that put me? I don't know. But so then all of a sudden, like the priest says, everyone kneel down for a moment of silence. And so everyone kneels down. Kate, my sister, my mm-hmm. retarded sister, can't kneel. So she stands up and she says, holy shit! Amen! And everyone turns around and they're just like, is it a miracle that the retard spoke? Like
what are you going to Benny Hinn service? Praise the Lord. She's healed.
Hallelujah.
She's healed. But then people are just like, do we laugh? Like, are we horrified? My mom's like strumming her guitar and she's just like, oh my God.
You corrupt people.
I know.
Eat
so
your
bad.
Broccoli.
Yeah, go back to your broccoli right. and squash.
I want to come to your restaurant.
Come. Well, hopefully it'll open.
When is it going to open?
Yeah,
you don't know, huh?
You know, New York is like, everyone thinks New York is fantastic. It's hurt. You're putting on deodorant. Wow. You should lick it too for a minute. But now New
you've
York,
done just about anything on the show today.
Right?
Everything and anything.
You are wearing an Australia shirt too. Wow.
But, have you hugged a koala lately?
No.
Yeah. And she hasn't taken the shirt off for 24 hours.
Good for you. But now, New York is hurting.
Is it really?
Like New York is bad. Restaurant. When you know like a good restaurant is doing a prefix,
uh-huh.
you're like,
oh,
shit,
no.
times are tough.
Really?
And things are closing left and right. So yeah, it's not good if you don't have money.
Yeah.
But if you have money, now's the time because rent is dropping.
Yes.
Ooh.
Weirdly enough.
Yeah.
So
that's
it's
awesome.
Really scary shit, you know?
My rent isn't dropping.
When you think about it, it's already been a year because I'm remembering that in January last year, people were already talking about recession and everything, you know? So it's been a year already.
It has.
Who knows, you know? Because, you know, I think there's like 7 good years and 7 bad years.
Right.
So I think we're in for the long haul on this one. You know, but I'm hoping
not.
Yeah, I hope not.
Because
you know?
It sucks.
But we've had some good years, you know, recently.
Yeah.
You know, and but who knows?
I have
you know
a good
I mean?
Year every year.
Yeah.
No, the years are good. It's just times are tough.
Yeah.
Times
and,
are tough.
But what's not encouraging is the stock market has not gone up since
today
Obama,
gone up a
you
little.
Know? And I don't, yeah, but it goes up and down, you know? But I mean, because everybody's talking
said.
About newfound hope and all that, and yet people aren't, you know.
There is hope, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there
because,
is hope.
Because, I mean, look, September 11th, then the stock market plummeted, then it jumped back up.
Right.
So it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But the problem is no one has jobs.
Yeah, it's just a question of when, you know.
Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah, they're losing a lot of jobs. These people can't buy shit. So then companies have to...
I just heard that like Neiman Marcus is going to close some stores and Saks are closing some stores. I'm like, what?
Really?
Wow. When that happens, then people are... And it fucks my
if
show
Barney's
up.
If Barney's closes,
because my show's supposed to be like the lifestyle show, the affluent lifestyle show. Now I've got to do the budget show.
If Barney's closes, I'm so moving to Australia.
And bring it with you.
I will.
Barneys.com.
So now you brought it up. Tell us a little bit about your show so people can tune in.
Well, to the mat, I don't even know what my show's about.
I don't think Sam does either.
You know what? It's just basically, it's all unscripted and I do what I want when I want. LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
We say what we fucking want.
So, no, you know what? I based the show off the beginning off like an affluent lifestyle kind of a show. Travel, restaurants, where to go, what to do. And then all of a sudden.
Cartier bracelets.
You know what I mean? Like there's nothing to do anymore. Everything's closing. And, you know, you go out to like Disney World has to give you free tickets on your birthday because no one can afford to go.
Aww.
That's what's happening now. So, really? You know, we went just to Universal the other day.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, who can afford the $100 day, the $100
there
pass?
You go. Yeah,
people can't afford.
So that's why they give you like a yearly pass for
they
the
do.
Same price.
Oh, that's
now.
What we got. We bought the yearly pass. It was like $69, good for 2009.
Yeah,
so I was like, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, you know, but it is expensive. I mean, you go if you take a family
$69,
yeah, of course,
a family of four to Disneyland is probably $500 for the day. You know. Easily.
And then people are like, why are the credit collection companies calling me?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so the show started off basically like that. And then I was going to throw in some celebrity interviews here and there.
Mm-hmm. And you've had some good ones.
I have.
Yeah, you've had Tiffany on.
Tiffany.
Right? Yeah. Tiffany, like, I think we're alone now.
Tiffany, she was the
best. I
think
we're alone now.
And, you know, all our shows here at LA Radio Talk Radio.
You have.
You can get
Tiffany?
Our shows archived. Yeah.
I love
and
Tiffany.
And Stacey Q was on. Remember Stacey Q,
yes.
Two of Hearts? Yeah.
Aww.
And so my favorite one was Mike Horn. He was that explorer.
Yes.
He called us from the, like, Antarctica.
He did, from Antarctica, he
an
called.
An explorer.
And his phone bill must have been like $1,800 for the show.
Satellite phone and everything.
But it was cool. That was a cool show. No, yeah. So it's interesting. And then people
I met Buzz Lightyear.
Did you really? I met Homer Simpson.
No. I really met.
But you said Buzz Lightning when you did, you know?
I mean the astronaut.
Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
I was drunk.
I'm going with the cartoons. I'm like, I met Homer Simpson. I was so excited to meet Homer Simpson at Universal. He was there.
Really?
And I was like, I've never had a picture. Like, my first time to Disney World was like
kidding?
2 years ago. I'm not kidding. So Homer Simpson was there. And I was like, I need a fucking picture with Homer Simpson. And then I saw Marge and Lisa Marr. I was like a kid. And Marge, I was like, come here, beautiful. And she like gave me the finger, basically.
What?
I thought she was going to sue me for sexual harassment.
Wait, was it like a costume
it was.
Person?
It was like, you know, the big doofy costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Marge, because there's a new Simpsons
ride. She gave
Simpsons
you the finger?
Ride. Well, she didn't give me the finger, but she shamed me and she walked away from me. I was like, I just wanted a picture.
Was it really a girl in Marge's costume?
That's what freaked me out.
Yeah, you never
know.
Because
I was like, you know, why are you hugging me and who are you underneath there?
I've got a picture with like Flash
really?
At Six Flags Great Adventure.
Okay.
And my caption underneath it is, because I'm grabbing his package.
I bet you are.
And it was like, Captain, I've got your package.
So no, it was fun. And then I had Dora the Explorer. I had her.
Oh, you had her?
I had her.
You had her?
I did. Like, we have different positions for the photos, too.
Shush.
I'm not kidding.
I need to see these
pictures. I'll show you. They're on my camera.
Oh, my God.
And then SpongeBob, too. I had SpongeBob.
So that sounds amazing.
You met all the celebrities.
I did. I did. And then Beetlejuice walked away from us.
No. Beetlejuice was there?
Walked away. But so
have you been to Universal? You said
no,
you
I've never
right?
been.
And you've I can't even give you my pass because now you're fingerprinted. Did you know this?
Shut the fuck up.
They fingerprint
yeah, they do
you
to get the pass.
So
yeah.
People can't steal your pass.
Yeah. Do you believe that?
So,
yeah, and take a picture and shit. Yeah.
It is.
No way.
Yeah. So it's what it is, but it's fine.
Well, but that's for the yearly pass.
That's for
you
the
know,
yearly
so you
pass.
Can't transfer.
But I'm like,
yeah.
That's bootleg.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
this is my driver's license
look
from Disneyland.
Okay.
So I was tripping on I took mushrooms and I went to Disneyland with my friend and we decided to take topless pictures.
And your tits are in this picture. And it expires in the year 3000. Wow.
I got pulled over leaving fucking Disneyland tripping on mushrooms.
Let me see that, Susie.
It's so funny.
Like you haven't seen my tits before.
No, it's not showing you tits, is it?
Yes, it is. Look
I love there's like the pictures in really? The studio. There's like all these girls with their tits out. I'm like,
I know. What kind of a studio is this?
Wow. Yeah.
But I got
I'm not bringing my Mormon friends here.
Do you think I should take it down?
No, it's great. But you know, I got to mention real quick. Yesterday I was at the set yesterday and we're in the trailer, like the hair and makeup. And we were talking about Mormons and their magic underwear.
Yeah.
What?
Have you heard about this magic underwear thing?
They had it on Howard Stern once, but it's amazing. Go ahead, tell
us
about it.
And, like, I don't know anything about it. Wait. Yeah. And apparently, like, they shower with it, and you have to take one leg off and put one leg out. Like, you can't ever take it off.
You have to put it on in a certain
and
way.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not
up.
Kidding. And Scott, the hair guy, is like, he's a cool dude, and he's like, he's seen everything. And he's like, I was working on this set, and they, like, sew charms into the underwear.
What?
Like, they're magically delicious. Lucky charms.
Really? The cereal?
I don't know what they fucking sew into these underwear. But it was the weirdest thing I ever heard in my life. The magic. It is. I'm like, these magic underwear.
Magic underwear.
They get you pregnant at 15. Like, what?
Yeah.
What's the, and you leave them on during sex.
What?
I'm not.
I've left them on during sex before. You know, you pull it to the side and you're getting it from behind.
I'm sure you've done it anyway, everywhere. Face down, ass up. You remember that song from Two Live Crew?
Yes.
That should be your theme song. But so I don't know.
I like
know.
So Rich, So Pretty, Best Piece of Ass in the Whole Damn City by Mickey Avalon.
There you go. But I want people. I'm like, people, email me if you know anything about this.
Magic Mormon, underwear.
Magic underwear.
Yeah, look it up on the internet. I'm sure you'll.
I've got
find
a
it.
Girlfriend who married a Mormon dude, so I'm going to actually email her after the show and find out.
Email her and.
I'll have her call in. I'll have her call into your show.
Have her call in.
I will. I totally will.
We'll talk about Mormon underwear.
The weirdest fucking thing. But then again, what do we know, right? Right. It is magic.
Listen, they get like 14 kids that work for them, so something works out. My sister had a daughter who like yells at her. I'm going to become Mormons. Put the kids to work.
Oh my god! I was in Australia and this like kid was like screaming, and I was with the one guy I did couch surfing with, and he was like, "What the fuck is that kid screaming about? You know, you get free room and board, and you're fucking still bitching." And I was like, "That's so true." Like, what do children have to, like, really fucking scream about? Like, they get free room and board. Like, they've got everything provided for them. Like, what else is
there to
complain
about? Well,
this
is my thing. There's no such thing as a bad kid as a bad parent.
You know what? I always used to say this, but I got to tell you something, Max.
Kids are rotten.
You can sometimes see that a kid is just born with something wrong with them. You know,
possessed. The Rosemary's Baby.
No, but I mean, it's just their it's just their nature.
Red drum.
It is.
It's just their nature, you know. And so I think there is nature involved in this as well. You know,
there is,
because I mean, you can see. But let me ask you this: why do you think that sometimes you'll have a family with a few kids, right, and only one of them is really like different?
Yeah.
You know, and because
alcohol syndrome. Sorry, did I say that?
So it's what? Not always the parents, but no. But for the most part, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Parents fuck
That's what boarding school's for.
It is.
Look
they get nothing.
And look how I turned out.
Yeah, pills dissolved in wallets. Boarding schools are the worst.
So
I
went to
boarding
sad.
School. I did boarding school for 2 weeks and left. And I was the worst. I was like 11. And I was like, I want my own room. I swear to God. And I had my own room. I had the senior suite. Kind of a deal. I basically took like the faculty's apartment. And then I was like 11 and left.
What school?
Harvey.
Oh my God.
In Westchester County somewhere.
Yeah.
And then I ran away. And I went to my aunt's apartment. I was like, it's boarding school. Not for me.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Did you?
I loved it. We were lesbians. It was great.
Did you see? And now you're going to Australia.
Yeah.
It wore off.
Yeah.
It wore
off. So do you come from a wealthy family?
Yes.
You think so?
I don't know. Ask
the obvious. No,
but, that's your parents' restaurant?
No.
I mean, you're talking about boarding school.
His
parents,
we
did well.
Yes.
We did well.
Yeah.
You know.
Times are not tough for him right now.
No. You know, they're tough for everyone. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not going to lie. But no, my parents did very well. But I had a nanny who put it all into play. She said, the asses you kick on the way up are the ones that you got to kiss on the way down.
Wow. That's a good one.
So, you know, side of like, I don't burn my bridges.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I used to. Let me tell you, when I was 21, I bought the Bentley. I was rolling with the homies. And that shit kicked me right in my ass. Really? I was like, nah, I drive a Dodge. No, I'm kidding.
A fucking Bentley?
No, yeah. Really? Like, at like 21.
I really like Bentleys because they massage your back when you drive them. And
sort of the 1999 thing you find on TV that you plug into the lighter. Yeah. Any car can do that.
You know what? I never thought about that.
You see?
That's a good fucking point.
Go to Bed Bath & Beyond and buy it before they close. Recharge your vibrator and your massager at the same time.
Yeah.
So tell me.
Electricity is included in my
Yeah, but Bentleys are nice. But
no, they massage your back while you drive.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the nice Breitling or the little like clock in the middle.
Right.
And you don't have to fucking put the key in the fucking car. You just have to have it somewhere lost
and
in your
push
purse.
The button.
You just have to push the button. If it's somewhere remotely on your person,
that's
you're set.
It.
It's fucking unbelievable.
But you know what? I have a car that does that now, and I never fucking turn the car off.
Really?
I went to lunch the other day. I came out. My car was still running. I'm like, I forgot to turn the car off again. Because it was just like not a good thing. So, but yeah. But
Awesome. Guys, we are out of time.
Of course.
Absolutely. I don't want to be out of time.
Well, okay, but you are. Sometimes you're rushing. Sometimes you don't want to leave.
Wait, let's go over to station two.
Seriously.
That's true. We could, huh? So, Max, go ahead. Plug your show.
Plug
again.
My show. Sundays, 8 p.m. 11 p.m. New York time. I'm To The Max, and it's on LA Talk Radio, the only place to be. Check out my archives. Go to my website, maxsuji.com. We're changing. I'm going to have a co-host too coming up.
Yeah.
Eventually. But
do you just talk to yourself for like an hour?
I do. I'm like the best schizophrenic friend.
No, but he's good. It's very hard to do a show by yourself.
And that's why I have like, you know, I'm trying to get more bookings. But actually, I'm going to have Monroe King on, I think, this weekend. She's a singer. Cool.
Nice.
So stay tuned and always check out my website, maxsuji.com.
Awesome.
I'm going to totally check out your show.
And he's on Facebook too, so you can friend him.
I am, but you can't friend me.
You can't friend
you.
I can't friend you.
No, you can. But if you friend me, don't friend me because I won't. If I don't know you,
if you don't, yeah, if
you
I
can
join.
Actually, I do have a fan club on there now, and it's growing. I have like 200 something people over.
Nice.
So yeah,
cool.
Start fan clubs. Yeah. even if you have nothing to start one about.
Yeah, I know. I don't take people that I don't know either.
No.
You know.
Are you the eldest son or the first child? Or
I'm the last. They stopped at perfection, is what I say.
The word of the day is primogeniture, the state of being the firstborn of the children of the same parents, an exclusive right of inheritance belonging to the eldest son.
Are you on T-Mobile? Nice.
Yes.
So am I. Let me see if we have the same word of the day.
All right.
We
we'll talk about this afterwards.
All right,
okay,
everyone.
We got to wrap up. Max, thanks so much
for
coming
Sam.
In.
I'm going to Peru tonight.
Back. Yes, you are.
Oh, my God.
We're going to miss your fucking
ass,
man.
Don't get knocked
man.
Up in Peru.
Thanks.
Well, if she didn't in Australia, maybe she won't there either.
There you go.
But, yeah, pick out your men better. Anyway,
I'll see you.
I just
I'll
got a text from someone that says you want my penga.
Yo quiero su penga.
She wants your penga.
Because
I do, you know, my show, I do interact on like text
is
me.
Is this person listening?
Yeah.
I used to say that in the restaurant. I'd walk into the kitchen. I'm like, yo quiero su penga en mi boca.
You got special sauce on your dish.
All right, everyone. Max, you have a safe trip home.
Thank you.
You have
this
a
Sunday.
Safe trip to.
I'm here. I'll be in the studio Sunday.
Oh, you're going to be here Sunday. Awesome. Listen.
The studio's the best.
Yes, thank you.
Big
thank
difference.
You.
And I'll see you Tuesday.
Okay, we'll see you Tuesday.
Okay.
Please be safe.
Thank you.
And please come back, Susie.
I'll try.
Listening to Sam and Susie in the Morning, which airs every weekday at 9 a.m. Pacific. To contact the show, please email your question or comment to sam@latalkradio.com or susie@latalkradio.com. A complete list of all past shows can be found on our archives page and on iTunes. For sponsorship or advertising information, email us at info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Susie in the Morning is a presentation of LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com. LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.